you, everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome to the White House. It's a nice house. It's a little warm in here. But it is a pleasure to be here with you today to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the National Design Awards and to honor some of the country's most compelling innovators, and I got to meet them all. They are terrific, and we are just thrilled to have you with us today. Congratulations to all of you, our honorees, and those of you just working hard, getting the job done. How are you, sir? It's good to see you. You are scientists and artists. Your work is both practical and poetic, educational and inspirational. You represent diverse fields of disciplines, but you share the common thread of superior design. What I love about design is the artistic and scientific complexity that also becomes useful. A laptop, a bridge, an outfit, a garden, all drawn from 1,000 wells of inspiration and yet grounded in the basic principles of math or science. Great designers also pursue a mission. Great designers design with mankind in mind. Building on the innovations of the past, you help to shape a better future. Like your lifetime achievement honoree, Bill Moggridge, what would we do without our laptops? My kids would die. They wouldn't make it through the summer. I don't know whether to thank you, Bill, for that. But that future and our ability to solve the great challenges of our time will depend on how we educate and engage the current generation. That's why the president has made such a strong commitment to ensuring access to high-quality education for all children, particularly in math and science. And today, the President and Secretary Duncan are announcing the Race to the Top, which is a competitive grant to spur education reform across the country and encourage educators and leaders to embrace innovative approaches to teaching and to learning. As part of the Recovery Act, Congress has allotted more than $4 billion for this competition, funding that will be used for competitive grants to states, school districts, and nonprofit partners that are most successful at raising standards, improving student learning, and turning around struggling schools. That is very exciting. But when it comes to innovation, you all know full well that an educational foundation is only part of the equation, right? That in order for creativity to flourish and imagination to take hold, we also need to expose our children to the arts from a very young age. Even Albert Einstein knew better, right? He knew that there's only so much that a good education could do. These were his words. He said, "I am enough of an artist to draw freely upon my imagination." Imagination, he said, is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. That's from Einstein, so I think he knew what he was talking about. We need to ensure that our children have both knowledge and imagination. I know I want that for my girls. They deserve to have access to a good education and access to ideas and images that will spark their creativity. And as First Lady, I have spent a lot of time trying to break down barriers that too often exist between major cultural establishments and the people in their immediate communities. So we've been sending a lot of role models out there in the far reaches of this city and then inviting kids to come back here to the White House. That's been a big part of the messages of every single event that we've done here at the White House. These kids who are living just inches away from power and prestige and fortune and fame, we want those kids to know that they belong here too. We want them to know that they belong here in the White House and in the museums and in libraries and laboratories all over this country. And I want to thank you all today for helping carry that mission out by going out today into the community and making sure that kids know that they belong on the cutting edge of design just the same, that they belong in the world of discovery and science, reminding them that they belong in the presence of great art and beauty, that it is theirs just as much as anyone's in this nation. And earlier today, you shared your visions, your ideas, your experiences, and expertise by leading workshops at Smithsonian locations across Washington, D.C., and I am grateful to all of you for taking the time to make that happen. From tight fonts to technology, from silks and satins to sustainability, you brought science to life at these seminars. I've heard glowing reviews about them, and I hope you found them fun as well. And I want to thank you for inspiring the next generation of artists and scientists, architects and engineers, innovators and educators, and for your contributions to the advancement of design. Thank you so very, very much. And as I mentioned, the crossroads of science and art, innovation and inspiration are what I love about design. So I'm honored to introduce a man who represents the combination of both. Wayne Clough, the man who leads one of our nation's premier cultural institutions as secretary to the Smithsonian, is a trained civil engineer. His years at Georgia Tech planted him firmly on the science and technology end of the spectrum. But here he is, ably leading, right? He's doing a good job. He is ably leading the organization famous for housing the treasures of both science and art, the wonders of nature and mankind, and the marvels of the heavens and the earth. He is the perfect example of the symbiotic character of science and art. And I am so honored to introduce him to you today, our wonderful guest, our host, someone who will make my life easier as we explore the Smithsonian's with my kids, Wayne Clough. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to say thanks to the First Lady for being with us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Ms. Obama, for your time and participating with us. Let's give her a hand. This is a wonderful day. It reminds me of graduations where parents, students, and faculty were all happy. Didn't happen many times. So congratulations to all our honorees and welcome to all our Smithsonian Regents who are with us today. We appreciate their leadership and guidance. The mission of the Cooper Hewitt, the National Design Museum, is to explore the design on life, daily life, and advance our understanding of design. We do this through collections, exhibitions, and educational programs. Our National Design Awards, which are now in their 10th year, celebrate how inspired design affects the quality of life, our economy, and our environment. Today, we celebrate the achievements of an extraordinary group of designers. And I want to thank our panel of distinguished jurors, who were all previous winners. In conjunction with the awards, Cooper Hewitt offers an online People's Design Award, now in its fourth year. The winner will be announced at our October 22nd gala. The 2008 winner, Stuart Carton, is here with us today, and he designed the Zone hearing aid. We are pleased also to welcome our Design Patron Award winners from 2008, Architecture for Humanity. We are grateful, eternally grateful, for the support from Target, a great company, great design company, which has made the National Design Awards and National Design Week possible. And they're here, if they would stand very quickly. I'd like to recognize our Target folks. Since 1946, Target has given 5% of its income to support education, the arts, social services, and volunteerism, and that now equates to more than $3 million a week. Well, now, as I announce the 2009 finalists and winners in each category, please hold your applause to the end of the program. The Lifetime Achievement Award is given for lasting contributions to design practice Bill Moggridge is the winner. He's the co-founder of the renowned global design consultancy IDEO. Named a royal designer for industry by the British Royal Society of the Arts, he designed the world's first laptop computer. The Design Mind Award recognizes those who've changed design thinking or practice. Amory Lovins is the winner. A trained physicist and a 1993 MacArthur Fellow, he's had a profound influence on our thinking about issues that affect our future, including energy, the environment, and security. The Award for Corporate and Institutional Achievement recognizes a company that places design at the center of its business strategy. The finalists are Dwell Magazine and Heath Ceramics. The award goes to Walker Art Center of Minneapolis. The Walker Art Center embraces groundbreaking exhibitions, publications, and incorporates design as an essential component in strategic planning, programming, and institutional identity. Architects today are transforming our homes, our cities, and public places. The finalists for the Architecture Design Award are Architecture Research Office and Michael Malzahn. Shop Architects is the winner. Founded in 1996, Shop has pushed the architectural practice into software design, branding, construction, and the co-development of new sustainable technologies. Designers, we believe, reinvent the way we exchange ideas and information. And the finalists for communications design are Heffler and Freyer Jones, and the projects. That last company is Projects. The New York Times graphic department is the winner. Through its innovative graphics, a staff of 30 journalists, cartographers, illustrators, editors, and programmers, it helps readers understand complex information. The Fashion Design Award celebrates the clothes we wear. The finalists for fashion design are Tom Brown and Rodarte. Francisco Costa of the Calvin Klein Collection is the winner. He has worked since 2004 as the creative director of the Calvin Klein Collection for women. He's also worked with Gucci, Balmain Couture, and Oscar de la Renta. The Interactive Design Award is a new one this year and is given for innovative design in digital technology. The finalists are Potion and Lisa Straussfeld. The winner is Perceptive Pixel. Founded in 2006 by Jeff Hahn, Perceptive Pixel develops intuitive touch surfaces that allows users to manipulate and present complex data, something we're going to be using at the Smithsonian soon. Now for the award for interior design. The finalists in this category are Ali Tayar and Work AC. The winner is Sow and McCowan Architects. Led by partners Calvin Sow and Zach McCowan, the firm conceives buildings and interior design as one complex whole. This is shown in their many celebrated projects. The landscape design category recognizes excellence in urban planning and the design of parks and gardens. Our finalists are Andrea Cochran and Rios Clemente Hale Studios. Hood Design is our winner. Founded by Walter Hood in 1992, Hood Design is reconstructing urban landscapes in San Francisco, Macon, Georgia, and elsewhere. Product designers create hardware and software. The finalists for product design are Salvor Projects and Smart Design. Boehm Partners is the winner. Boehm Partners is a New York-based design studio led by Constantine and Lauren Boehm and infuses humor and wit into our everyday activities. Our last award is the Design Patron Award given to enlightened community and business leaders. This year, it is my pleasure to present Rennell Levy, President of the Lincoln Center, with the Design Patron Award. President of Lincoln Center since 2002, Rennell Levy has played an instrumental role in renovating the iconic cultural complex. The first major phase of the project, Alice Tully Hall, opened this year to unanimous praise. So please join me in congratulating all of this year's winners and finalists. And now I think we proceed with lunch.